Today's podcast is about the smoky quartz. The smoky quartz is like the crystal quartz, but it's a little slightly darker. And what this crystal does, it supports stability, inner resources, such as finding confidence in anything that you want to do. It actually gives you the mental and at times emotional strength to get through a hard day. This actually covers negative energy as well. A lot of these stones for meditation that I will talk about, they do promote positive energy, and they get rid of negative energy. But a lot of these stones not only carry purposes for negative energy, they also help you succeed in making money and being mentally and emotionally stable, as far as being able to have clear thoughts and good concentration when you're at work or at school, anything pertaining to concentration and trying to stay focused. The smoky quartz is actually very good for that. So this is also a crystal that you can put on your nightstand, or you can actually carry this along with you throughout your work day or at school to keep your concentration up. And it also helps you to like I said, with the concentration, like if you have a test, it helps you stay focused. And this is also a good stone for positive energy that you can actually use in a crystal grid. But what you can do is you can have 6 of these in the grid to actually help stabilize the intentions that you want for the grid and what you want to get done for that day. Whatever you write down and whatever you want to manifest, the smoky quartz can actually help you obtain it. And it's also just a regular crystal stone that you can actually meditate with by itself. Some of these stones you can use all together, and then a lot of these stones you can use by themselves. So tomorrow I will be discussing another stone. See, the next stone I'll talk about for meditation is the adventurine, the green adventurine, and that stone actually promotes strictly like a money matter and trying to help you sustain stability in money, as far as if you're starting your own business or you're trying to get a promotion at work, and it actually helps you with your career. So tomorrow I'll talk about the green adventurine.